This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
As we continue through Genesis, we find that Sarah died in Hebron. She is the only woman whose age is mentioned at the time of her death. She is 127 when she dies. Abraham purchases land and a cave in Canaan in order to bury her. This will be the burial site of his family. Sometime earlier, Abraham had learned that his brother Nahor had children. One of those children became the father of Rebekah. Abraham was now advanced in age and thinking about his son Isaac, who had not yet married. And Abraham wanted to make sure that Isaac did not marry a Canaanite, so he sent his servant to his brother's family to find a bride for Isaac there. The servant agreed and put out his fleece to the God of Abraham. God answered, and the servant knew that Rebekah was the one chosen to be Isaac's bride. As Rebekah left her home, she was given this blessing found in Genesis 24:60. May you, our sister, become thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them. As she and the servant approached the home of Abraham, they saw Isaac in the field. Rebekah covered herself with her veil, or shawl, and went to him immediately. The servant explained to Isaac what had happened, and Isaac took her into his mother's tent. She became his wife, and he loved her, and so was comforted after his mother's death. Abraham took another wife and had more children, but he gave all he had to Isaac. He did give gifts to his other sons, but then sent them away toward the east. When he was 175 years old, he died. And his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him with Sarah, his wife. After Abraham died, God blessed Isaac, who lived by Beer Lahai Roy. At this point, we learn a bit more about Ishmael. He had 12 sons. He died at the age of 137 years. He had settled east of Egypt, which was in defiance of all of his relatives. Isaac is now front and center. We learn that he was 40 when he married Rebekah. We learn that she was barren, but Isaac prayed, and God answered. Her pregnancy was not a usual one, however, and she went to inquire of the Lord about it. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." This is found in Genesis 25:23. So Rebekah had twins. This is the description of the birth. Now the first came forth red, all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. Afterward his brother came forth with his hand holding onto Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Esau means red or ruddy. Jacob means one who takes by the heel or supplants. As the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, an outdoorsman, and was his father's favorite. Jacob was a peaceful man living in tents, an indoor man, and was his mother's favorite. One day, Jacob was cooking stew, and Esau came in from the field. He was hungry and asked Jacob to give him some of the stew, or as one translation has it, "Please let me have a swallow of that red stuff there." So Esau's name became Edom. Edom is used as another name for Esau. Jacob told Esau that he must first sell his birthright to him. Esau was really hungry and seemed to think that without some of the stew he would die, so he agreed. Jacob wanted to make it certain, so he said to Esau in Genesis 25:33, "First, swear to me." Esau swore, and so his birthright was sold to Jacob. It really meant nothing to Esau, because as soon as he had eaten, he got up and went on his way. He truly did despise his birthright. When there was a famine in the land, Isaac went to Gerar, to the land of Abimelech, king of the Philistines. Isaac stayed there and prospered. He even did as his father had done by saying that Rebekah was his sister. When the truth became known, he was sent away and stayed in the valley of Gerar. Because he was so rich and prosperous, he encountered problems with those living around him concerning water. Wells were dug by Isaac's servants, and the herdsmen of Gerar claimed them. but finally one was dug that Isaac was allowed to keep. However, then Isaac moved again to Beersheba. The Lord appeared to him there and said this, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." There are some interesting things we learn in this account. Among them are that Isaac's servant prays to the God of Isaac, not necessarily his own God. And Isaac follows in his father's footsteps by lying about Rebekah being his sister instead of his wife. He also sets a precedent for his son to follow by having a favorite son. Another interesting fact given here is that Isaac is 60 years old when his twin sons are born. That helps us to see the passage of time. Look for other such helps as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.